Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you were hungry for a potentially free cookie skillet, there's one place you might want to go to if you paid for a nice steak or the walleye or the Chilean sea bass. That, of course, is in between Lincoln and Omaha and Ashland on Highway 6. Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Phil
Ruhlman, a wonderful man, wonderful building. What the piano place. Is elegant. The bar is beautiful.
How you need to get to potentially free, meaning...
If you mention...
You got to mention the stool.
You mentioned early break, the early stool, break. The ticket. You get a free cookie skillet. It's like a $10 value.
Jeez. Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, it's got to be higher than that.
Well, that might incredible. Be in the light end there.
I talked to Phil live yesterday. Had a discussion with him, which was fun to talk about. We just kind of reviewed Mother's Day. Said it was pretty epic with the day that they went through. But it was just great talking to him. He's just so humble about what he's getting done there. But... Yeah, a lot of good things going on with Ruhlman's right now. It'll be a lot. Could be an announcement coming up.
There could be. We could have some news.
There's going to be an announcement. Will be breaking news at some point in time with Jake will handle that. Breaking news with Phil Ruhlman.
Sip has not been informed of this breaking news
yet.
I'll tell you off the air.
Don't even tell him off the air. We'll just do breaking news whenever that time hits.
Won't be today.
Best part was Phil goes. I'm sure Jake's discussed this with you. I said he has not. So Phil had to explain it to me.
I regret that.
Jake had been withholding information that Phil let me on.
I had a phone call with Phil on Monday morning, and I forgot to tell. I didn't forget. I just didn't tell you guys.
Jake said I regret that.
I regret that. So anyway, so now I'm privy to the information. You are still out of the loop, Steve. We'll break you.
I'm fine with
whenever
that
time is, and it could be very fun for the breakers also.
Just go in there and say the stool, and you'll get a free cookie.
Yes.
Cookie skillet. Yeah. It's not just a cookie. It's a big skillet, and it's delicious.
Wonder if you say it like Bill says it, if you get two, maybe. If you say it like the stool, like Bill would say, the stool!
All you really want is double ice cream. You want to get two ice cream scoops. That's what you'd really like to
is
have.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to spend all his money.
True.
By giving away all his food.
That's a good point. We gotta help Phil
just
out.
Just one cookie, but maybe you can get two scoops of ice cream. Is it vanilla?
It is vanilla. Yep. Yeah, it's delightful.
Or maybe a discount sirloin
for you.
For you.
What the hell?
Lunch and dinner at Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Today is another example why the NFL is king of the sports world.
Why do you say that?
We teased it earlier in the show, but it's May 14th right now. We have NBA playoffs. We have NHL playoffs, and the big news of today is the NFL schedule release. You know, there's still games going on tonight in both the big leagues that have the playoffs. And the world, if you turn on the ESPN or anywhere, they're going to talk about today's the day of the schedule release. It's just a schedule release. It's not even a big deal. But it is going to be it's going to dominate the sports world today on social media.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN. It is the story of the day.
And everyone, all the shows will go over. Let's go through them. Let's go through the Colts. Loss, win,
yeah.
Win, loss, win. I've got them at, let's see here. I got them at 7-10. And the fan base will be a mess. 7-10 again? Are you kidding me?
Who's the star of this show? Like, who are the leading voices in this today that you will seek out?
Shefty somewhere, yeah, right?
Adam Schefter for sure.
Shefty will be very big on this.
Ian Rappaport will be out there getting, teasing the different matchups that come
Shefty
out.
Shefty and Rappaport.
Because they want to be ahead of the actual release. You know, like you said, they'll be, I believe, released at 5 o'clock. There'll be a show, but you'll know over half the games before that because people cannot wait until 5 o'clock and things have to be tipped out there. Right. So,
isn't it more fun, Steve, to do stories that just say, I'm going to go do a story on the new punter or whatever it is, instead of or someone that I'm going to do a story on Harburg or what, instead of trying to be the breaking news guy.
Ooh,
the breaking news guy, isn't that exhausting to try to always be the first guy to break
the story?
That's
not my game anymore, but I still like that game. Yeah, I did. It was
because they, but during your time,
more adrenaline.
During your time, was it also announced? Because now it's as first reported by, you have to be, you get credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wondered, the people going, really? Shefty found this out first? How'd this happen?
I mean, when I start, real quick, when I started as a beat writer of the internet, I don't even think it was around. It was 97. But it started to change in the early 2000s. And then it wasn't like it is today, but it was getting there. It was getting there. So what's the deal, Jake? What games are you most interested in?
Well, I don't know because they haven't been out. The days when they're happening.
Right.
Obviously, the in conference games, you know they're going to play twice. So you have your matchups. Okay, we know that the Redskins are going to play the Cowboys twice. Sorry, Commanders are going to play them twice.
Right.
So you have a little bit of that insight. But then after that, it's just kind of a who knows what it's going to come out to be.
What is there a Dolphins like matter that you're particularly interested
Jake's very concerned. There's something going on.
No, I was getting some audio pulled
is
up.
Is there a Dolphins schedule matter that you're...
No.
Yeah, what would concern you, Jake?
The Dolphins are going to have a bad year. Like, if I had expectations for them to be
Jake,
11 and 6...
Tua's back.
Tua's back, but he'll get hurt this year. He gets hurt every year. Yeah. McDaniel's a moron. We know that. I've changed... I tried to defend him. We talked
deep
about
therapy,
it.
Jake.
You guys tried to tell me early on that he sucked... I said, listen, he made the playoffs his first 2 years. He's fine. No, he's a problem in a bad
now,
way.
I never once said that he sucked. I just said he was an interesting character.
Vaping on the sideline. Yes. Didn't know the situation.
I don't know that I ever said.
Didn't know his fourth down.
I don't know I ever said the words he sucked. I expressed concern that.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That he has his face in the play sheet the whole game. I don't know if he even knows what happens on defense. He just doesn't strike me as a leader. He strikes me as a very good offensive coordinator. So just have him be the offensive coordinator, then have someone else lead the
team. Problem with him as an OC is that when Tua is not playing, they are horrific offensively. You got to have a backup that's competent, or at least a game plan that's competent with the backup quarterback. They are horrible. When he's not in the game, they score like 10 points a game max.
Right.
They are bad.
Max.
It's malpractice with how they've done the backup quarterbacks the last couple of years. Now they got Zach Wilson as the backup quarterback or Quinn Ewers.
That might be all right.
Likely Zach Wilson as the backup.
God dang, Quinn Ewers. Might be okay.
I just wonder, he has to be just driving to the complex going, what did I do? What did I do? Why didn't I just go back into college and make a... let me ask you this. Who would you have taken if you were Miami? Would you have taken Beck from Georgia?
Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers?
With an elbow ending.
I'm taking Quinn Ewers.
Every time.
And you're making $4
million. Yeah.
He'd make $4 million.
Yeah. Right now, if he makes the team for his time there, it's a $4 million contract over 4 years. Mm. And he easily would have gotten $4 to $5 million. And imagine the talk at Miami now if Quinn Ewers was there. I mean, they've been to the playoffs the last 2 years.
Correct.
I wonder how marketable Ewers would have been in college. Like, would there have been multiple teams? Like, well, I don't know how the timing all went, but could he have went to Tennessee?
Well, at that time, no. But yeah, I mean, I just couldn't imagine. I mean, yes, he would have gotten a lot of traction.
USC, perhaps.
Or something. There would have been a lot of traction. There would have been.
Got a comment already before we get to break.
Okay.
From YouTube.
Looks like there's a concern. Who's it from? The blanket?
No, the YouTuber, his name is Bada Bing. Like Bada Bing, Bada Boom. Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
Says Jim. Jake, you truly are a miserable fan. Why do I start my morning with such a negative person? Love you, Bill. Love you, Sip. But Jake, get it together, bud.
I did suggest you might need therapy.
We did say therapy.
Anybody else feel the same way? Am I a miserable fan? 464-5685.
Jake texted us 4 minutes into the first game, quarter,
yep.
Like that. We're done. We're done. And it was, I mean, he lost it. He sent a thread, a whole stream of threads.
He said the Dolphins won at the end.
And the Dolphins actually won the game.
They did.
And he said 4 minutes into the game, here's what he texted. Season's over. And they won the game. Yeah. And they won the game.
They started off, I think, 1-4 this year.
But though. Give him credit for having the shirt on today.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Listen, if you haven't won a playoff game in 25 years ago, I haven't, then you have every right to be miserable like I am. They haven't won a playoff game since 2000. 2000! I was 9.
You have every right to be miserable.
I'm 34. I was 9 years old. I wasn't even double digits yet in age.
Imagine Jake watching that game. Imagine you like,
I was happy.
It. Where were you at?
I remember the game. I was in Iowa. I hadn't moved into Nebraska. Man. I was in Iowa still at that point. That's how long ago that was. Mm-hmm.
Your home. You're from Iowa.
And who's your friend in the Dolphins organization?
Mike Nobler.
Bill knows Mike.
Yeah. I don't know him well, but I know who you're talking about.
Video guy.
Mike Nobler
yes.
is a video guy.
Friend of Jake's.
His friend, yes.
Who was a video guy in Nebraska.
He watches our show once in a while. He just, texts me a picture when he's watching the show.
Just let's not forget that Jake, from his dorm room, used to call in to Miami radio stations.
I did. A couple times.
Called into radio.
That is, to hear that.
To Jake hear that. I don't know the cash that I would put up front.
Is that miserable? I chimed in, people.
Is there any way to be able to hear? Imagine this one. Yes, Jake Sorensen, sophomore, University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
To hear that call.
To hear that call would be, what did you ask, Jake? What was
I was upset about Joe Philbin getting hired as the head coach. I was right in that one, by the way. I was right about that.
That's got you, though.
That got you, huh?
I was pissed. I said, why are you hiring this guy?
Were you in your dorm room when you called?
I was living at the Claremont Apartments at that point. Yeah. Junior in college.
Okay.
Down on the bottom.
Right on the bottom, yeah.
Called my room. I did.
Jake, what did you know the day before that you'd probably call in?
Nope. Like, no. I said, I'm pissed. I'm calling right now. That's what happened. Oh, by the way, we do have an announcement regarding the schedule. Yes.
Okay.
It's got it right now.
Get it.
We do know one of the Thanksgiving games. Of course, the Cowboys always host somebody on Thanksgiving. That team this year is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa.
Chiefs and Cowboys.
Whoa.
Thanksgiving Whoa. Day.
What time is that kick?
Hang on.
Yeah, that's not huge.
That is a 3:30 Central Time.
It's pretty big
on CBS.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
So there you go.
God, you know what's in good and you know what's fun in May? Talking about football season.
Yes.
I'll tell you what else you'll see that's going to come up is that the NBA just stomped on the NFL just stomped on the NBA also.
Yep.
With Christmas Day games. Yeah, that was their day. They just said,
that's our day
now.
Was
that fun? Did you enjoy that?
Shuddy.
Shuddy. We'll take all three games, and they'll be right around 40 million watch our game, and you guys will get 1 million. You like that?
And it's going to be okay.
Shuddy.
Hey, NBA, shuddy. When we come back. Song of the day and the mailbag.
The bag.
An early break on the.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.